The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
We got another clip of the big Pepsi commercial that's going to air during the Super Bowl. This time we get a sneak peek of Steve Carell, Lil Jon, and Cardi B being in it.
Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay. Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
She wants a Pepsi. There you go.
Okay.
Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
All my favorite people. I'm so excited.
Kind of made it like sound like Chewbacca a little bit right there.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Kate Hudson is setting the record straight about what she meant when she said she takes a genderless approach when it comes to parenting. The actress went on Instagram to clear up the confusion, saying, "Recently, someone asked me something along the lines of, if having and raising a girl is different from boys. My response was simple. Not really. The whole clickbait tactic of saying I'm raising my daughter to be genderless is silly and frankly doesn't even make sense." That's what I was thinking. She went on to say that her aim is to raise and continue to raise both her sons and daughter to feel free to be exactly who they want to be, to feel confident in their life choices and feel loved and supported no matter what. Me saying a genderless approach was a way of refocusing the conversation in a direction that could exist outside of the female stereotype. It just felt a little antiquated to me. Not all girls want to be a princess, some want to be king, and that's fine by me. She said she's just raising her kids to be good people with the best tools to face this big, crazy world. Fetty Wap's one-year-old daughter had to have emergency brain surgery. Fetty and Alexis Skye's daughter, Alea, needed the procedure to repair a malfunctioning implant in her brain that helps drain blood and fluids.
Jeez.
Alea was born 3 months premature, weighing just 1 pound, and suffers from a condition that causes bleeding and fluid in the brain. Sources say Alexis noticed something wrong on a flight from Atlanta to New York because Alea was excessively vomiting. They ended up going straight to the hospital where doctors began operating, and the surgery went well, and now Alea is recovering. And she's got her mom and dad, Fetty and Alexis, by her side.
That has got to be so scary as a parent. I just
can't imagine.
I cannot even imagine that.
And Shaquille O'Neal said on Jimmy Fallon that he's a DJ now because it's the same adrenaline he used to feel in the NBA.
Despite what's going on in the world, it's two things that brings people together. That's sports and music. And I happen to, you know, be pretty good at both. People ask me, why do I DJ? It's not about the money. For me, it's a game seven. So when I do these festivals, you see a lot of kids jumping up and down, have a good time. That's something that I missed, a game seven.
Coming up in less than an hour, this actor hasn't been seen with his kids in over 900 days.